From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Gospel program. I want to offer my sympathies to Jim and John Morrison of Lisbalaw and their brother George and his wife in Kilskerry on the passing of their brother Robert. All of them have been faithful and regular listeners to our programs. Robert has gone to be with Christ, which, as Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, is far better. Robert is absent from the body, but he is present with the Lord. I had known him for many years, indeed since 1967, when he first rode his bicycle from Coe to attend the beginning of the Free Presbyterian meetings in Lisbalaw. May the Lord comfort the family circle at this time of sorrow. This morning we're going to continue our study of John's Gospel. We'll be looking at John chapter 1. But first of all, here is a choir with a selection of hymns on the precious blood of Jesus. In a moment, we're going to be reading from John chapter 1, the verses 6 to 8. But let me first of all quickly invite you to join with me again tonight at 9 o'clock in our program. We will be reading another extract from the book that I am offering free to our listeners, The Development of the Antichrist, by the 19th century famous Scottish preacher Andrew Bonner. I will also be continuing our study in the life and ministry of Elijah. Won't you join with me then at 9 o'clock this evening? Now we'll turn to John chapter 1 and the verses 6 through to 8. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Amen, and may God bless this reading from his precious word to all of our hearts. During the ministry of the Saviour, he gave a very honourable mention to John the Baptist. It is recorded in Matthew chapter 11 and the verse 11, "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist." And yet it is also recorded of John the Baptist in the Gospel of John, the book we are studying, "John did no miracle." Chapter 10, verse 41. What was the secret then of John the Baptist, of whom it was said that unlike many of the great men of God, he did no miracle, and yet he was so honoured by the Saviour? I think the answer to that question is found here in the verses before us. First of all, notice that John was sent from God. Here is the true preacher's calling. John was engaged in that which he had been called of God to perform. Being a minister is not something that is undertaken because it seems to be a good career, or even because it's a good way to help people. A man becomes a minister as a result of something that the Lord decided. If the decision is his own, no matter what society may call him, he is not a minister of God. John was sent. That is, he was ordered by the Lord to preach the gospel. A great Baptist preacher of the 19th century, Charles Haddon Spurgeon of London, once said to a young man inquiring about becoming a preacher, "If there is anything else that you can do, then do it. Do not become a preacher until there is nothing else you can do." A true servant of God is a man under compulsion. He must go. He is driven by an inner calling which cannot be denied. Jeremiah the prophet on one occasion became so discouraged with the circumstances around him that he decided to quit preaching. Listen to him tell the story. "I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence, and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." Jeremiah chapter 20, the verses 7 through to 9. Jeremiah couldn't stop preaching. He had a fire burning within him that must find expression. That is how it was with John the Baptist. He was sent of God. Secondly, notice John was a witness of Christ. Here is the true preacher's message. Notice that it says he was a witness and bore witness. He not only spoke of Christ, but he showed forth Christ. He was a living testimony for the Saviour. Paul said something about this matter to the Corinthians, which helps us understand these words. Paul said, "Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistles, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart." 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. "As the lives of Paul's converts testified of his labours among them, so the life of John the Baptist was a witness for the grace and power of Christ." Thirdly, notice the substance of John's ministry is set before us here. I must notice this, for it is a pattern for all preachers to follow. First of all, John pointed away from himself. He was not the light, but Christ was the light. Men must not get their eyes upon the preacher, but follow his pointing finger and behold the Lamb of God. How foolish it would be to stand beneath a signpost, that pointed in the direction of Enniskillen, and think that you had arrived in that town. You will see further down this chapter that John strenuously denied that he was Christ. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Verse 20. He pointed to Christ and away from himself. Secondly, John pointed to Christ, the light. That is a wonderful title for the Saviour. He is the light. John was like the moon shining in the darkness of the night. It has no light of itself, but it reflects the light of the sun down to a world that is shrouded in darkness. So it was with John, and so it is with every true preacher of the gospel. Thirdly, John called on men to believe in Christ, that all men through him might believe. Verse 7. That was the sum and the substance of John's message. It is the message of every true servant of God still. The most famous words that John ever uttered are found in verse 29 and again in verse 36 of this chapter. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He called upon men to look to Christ for salvation. He did not call upon them to try and work their way to heaven or earn God's forgiveness. How many of you listening to me this morning are under the delusion that that is how you get to heaven? Oh, my friend, it is not. And I say that on the authority of God's word. John called on men to believe in Christ. Salvation is by faith. John said, look to Christ. That's what the ancient message of God through his prophets had always been. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Isaiah 45, verse 22. The word believe, in verse 7, tells us what looking to Christ means. It means to trust in him for salvation. When we are sick, we look to the doctor. When we need coal, we look to the coal merchant. As sinners in great need of salvation, we are to look, to believe in Christ for salvation. This call that John issued was for all men, not just for some. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 7 again. No matter who you are or what you've done, will you look to Christ? Come and believe in the Savior, the light of the world. Believe in his mercy, for he has come to save sinners. Believe in his power, for he is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto him. Believe in his readiness to receive you. His arms are open wide. Of him it is said, this man receiveth sinners. Dear listener, come and welcome to Jesus. Do remember our program tonight at 9. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.